We're going to go back to Colorado and bring in a fellow that has been on our show before. I love talking baseball with him. He and I worked together when I first started my show 20 years ago. He's been a PR man, director for the A's. He's been VP of media relations and public relations for the Rockies. He knows the game cold, and that is Jay Alvis. Jay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Good to hear the weather out there. It's a little cooler out here in Colorado these days.
Well, I'm glad to have you on today. And, you know, as I told Ron Wotus a few minutes ago, and I tell the fans, you know, I sort of keep my eye on the Dodgers. And the Giants are 4 back of the Dodgers, but 9-16 kind of tells the whole story. You've been around the game a long time. The Rockies in first place by a game and a half. So I thought maybe you could give us a little perspective on a start in April. And also, let's segue into the team that you have in Denver, and that's the Colorado Rockies.
Well, it's real important, Marty, and especially for a club like the Rockies, who have had issues, obviously, in the past with difficult starts. And it certainly helps with the media coverage. It helps with the fans. And from the ticket folks, it certainly helps with summer ticket sales. But it's important to the club itself as it builds confidence. The Rockies have a very young club, especially the pitching rotation. The youngest rotation in baseball, just averaging just over 24 years of age. So to build confidence, and Bud Black, their manager, has said this before, they've got to build confidence. And I think it's a real confidence builder when you can go out, especially here in Colorado, winning on the road. The Rockies now are, 9-3 on the road, which in years past, I don't think we won 9 games in a row until sometimes mid-June, it seemed like. So off to a great start, very important for a young club, and these guys are certainly doing that, especially with wins like they had last night.
Well, let's talk about last night, because Fernando Rodney once again implodes for Arizona, and Torey Lovullo says, look, he's my closer. He's had a couple of rough ones, and we're not taking him out of that spot yet, even though Archie Bradley and some of these others are probably ready to go. But that was quite a win for Colorado last night. Didn't get the great starting pitching from Tyler Anderson, but then they hung around and got it done in the ninth inning.
That's exactly right. They were up 6-1. The Diamondbacks were at 1 point, and certainly you thought they would save it. Archie Bradley, I do think it's going to be their closer sooner than later. As Fernando Rodney is somebody who's had his moments, but boy, he's scary to watch. I watched that game last night, and he was all over the place. And then they just started trying to throw about 140 miles an hour, and wound up throwing a couple wild pitches, which really wound up scoring the winning run. So. Yeah, they've got some issues. I do think he'll change his closer at some point. But the Rockies, you got to give them credit. That offense, as everybody knows, their lineup is legit. And it's a big league lineup that plays great defense. Their pitching, as I mentioned earlier, pretty young. So I still think we'll have to see about that. But the bullpen's carrying them right now. And you and I have said, Marty, you can't rely on the bullpen as much as they have down the stretch. So we'll see. They've got a ways to go. That young starting pitching, Tyler Anderson last night, didn't pitch very well, has not pitched well this year. So they've got some questions. We'll see where they go.
Last night, their bullpen did what the Giants do when the Giants play well, and that is Qualls, McGee, Estevez, and Holland, 11 for 11 in saves. How about that? Four perfect, almost perfect innings, only one hit mixed in there, and that was the difference in the game, really.
Holland's been probably their best free agent sign. They do get Ian Desmond probably back today. He broke his hand in spring training on a pitch. But they've got some interesting questions there. It's something that they have to talk about and work through. And that with Ian Desmond coming back, and Mark Reynolds has played so well. I had the big hit last night that tied the game with 2 out in the ninth. Over 20 runs batted in now. And they've got him coming back. Desmond, they're going to probably put him in left field, which knocks Parra out, who's played very well. So we'll see. Bud Black's managerial skills are going to come into play now more than anything.
What do you think of Arizona? Now, of course, it's tough when you know, they had De La Rosa in the pen last night. But you look at the top of their order, they do hit the ball and they are winning at home. But again, Jay, you know, you got to go 162. You got to go 6 months. What's your take on Arizona, Colorado, the both of them at the top of the division right now?
Well, it's going to come down to pitching again. And now with Shelby Miller going out, who was actually pitching pretty well this season for the Diamondbacks, it's going to come down to pitching. And obviously, I still don't think Fernando Rodney is the answer for the Diamondbacks. The Rockies, again, a very young staff. We'll see. I'm just so gun-shy with pitching in Colorado. And I've noticed now they've got, after tomorrow off, they've got 10 games. They got 3 in San Diego and then 10 straight at home against some really good clubs. And they got the Diamondbacks coming back in, and they can swing it. They got the Cubs, and they got the Dodgers. They can all hit. So we're going to find out again earlier in May if this team is for real with their pitching with 10 straight games at Coors Field. And it's supposed to warm up here now this weekend. And that means the ball is going to start flying. So we'll see.
All right, very good. No, that's why we're glad to have you on here, because as this April turns into May, the Giants, from our perspective out here, they've got to start winning games. You know, it's one thing to say, okay, it's early, but you got to start winning games, and games you're supposed to win. And they've got another one today against the Padres, Ty Block and Clayton Richard. But you got to see Washington come in this week, and you know, you forget about let's forget about Washington. Now they're in Arizona, and they had a couple of big wins. But what happened with Washington? I mean, Washington scored like 40 runs in three games.
That lineup was phenomenal here. If they played every game here, I'd be pretty much amazed what they could do. They're really going to miss Adam Eaton. Obviously, he was injured a couple of days ago now and is out for the season. But he had set the table, and Trey Turner was phenomenal during his – that guy's a great player. He's going to be tremendous. And Mr. Harper, he had like 500 on that road trip, so it wasn't just here for him. And he hit one off the back wall here that's still screaming, had Barry Bonds' names all over it. That's what it looked like when he hit it. That's a really good club Dusty Baker has. I really like that club. It's the best club I've seen so far this year, even without Adam Eaton. But again, the injury to him is going to hurt. And really, Marty, and another subject, if you really look at what's happened here in April, look at the disabled list of all these different clubs. There's some amazing names, and the Giants, certainly fans certainly are aware of that, what's on that list with Crawford on there and Span and Baumgartner and Parker. And, I mean, guys like Cespedes and Beltre and Miguel Cabrera, Jack Britton. I'm amazed at what these clubs have done and had to hang on here, really, as you get some wins, as you mentioned. But with the disabled list the way it is right now with every club, there's some really big names on there. I'm going to be interested to see how these clubs hang on. And then the Giants have had a royal come in to give them a little shot in the arm, and that's what's going to have to happen for them.
Zimmerman and Harper, the two top hitters in the National League right now. Ryan Zimmerman hitting .410. He had a big week in Colorado. And as you say, Harper hitting .385 going into today. Freddie Freeman is fourth, hitting it down in Atlanta. How about Matt Kemp last night? Three home runs for him. How about that?
Yeah, that was impressive. I've always liked him. I thought he was a really good player, and I thought he was kind of on the downside of his career, but he seems to have picked it back up, and that's a great game. Although you saw where Freddie Freeman said he thought Milwaukee was a little league ballpark. That made me laugh.
I saw that. Hey, Marquez pitches today for the Rockies against Corbin, and they love Corbin, and he's pitched some good games for the Diamondbacks. Tell us about Marquez, if you will. I don't know much about him.
Well, he's a big guy they just brought back up. They got him in a deal with Tampa Bay a couple of years ago. And big arm, like they've got all those guys. And that's what Jeff Wright at the GM with the Rockies has brought in, guys up mid to upper 90s. Everybody's throwing 95, 97 miles an hour. That's what this guy can do. He's a little young still, as they all are. I mean, obviously, I think he's like 23. So he's somebody that they're depending on down the road. We'll see how he does here. But it's all about command. He tends to kind of lose his command at times, starts overthrowing him, and then the ball gets up, and then it starts flying, especially out of that ballpark. And I do notice that today that they're going to have the roof open in Arizona, which usually means the ball moves pretty good out of that play. That's a great hitter's park. People don't realize what a great hitter's park that is.
Well, I call it Coors Field light, you know, because the ball does fly there. But isn't that amazing? The two teams that's you know, really have pitching challenges in their parks. Those are the two that are ahead. So let's turn our attention to Jay Alvis with us. I always love talking ball with Jay. We've done it for over 20 years together. The Dodgers last night go back to back to back.
Wow.
And win the game, and again, Neris gives it up, and Pete McCannon after the game says, look, he's got to throw the split. Why is he throwing so many fastballs? Well, if that's the case, why don't you get out there and tell him to do it?
I agree totally. You're the manager. You're supposed to tell him what to do. But that was an amazing game. I happened to catch the end of that game, too. Not that I'm a big Dodger fan, but that was pretty amazing to watch that on a Friday or a Saturday night in L.A. And back-to-back-to-back was just insane. And then they went on a little ground ball by Gonzalez. But the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They'll figure something out. They've got some good players. They've got some pitching. They got a lot of guys in the DL, too. So they're just trying to stay close for now. I mean, in working with the A's, as Tony always said, you know, keep it close. and then to make a sprint at the end. And that's kind of what you got to do here with all these injuries. So I think that's what a lot of clubs are doing. That's what the Giants have to do. If you mentioned, they've got to win some games one way or the other. Same with these, to stay close and then get all their guys back, get Bumgarner back, what, maybe just after the break, and then make a run for it.
Boy, Tony always gave advice, didn't he? He had, a lot of sayings about baseball.
Well, one of my favorite things that I was very fortunate to do in my job was after a game and after Tony had calmed down a little bit, if we'd won, if we'd lost, I could ask him questions about what he was thinking at certain times of the game. And I mean, he's forgotten more than I know about baseball. And I was able to ask him questions and about his bullpen. And that's when I learned how much further ahead he was in the game and other people with his bullpen. So, yeah, he was great. I really thoroughly enjoyed Tony. And I think I told you earlier this week, he was a firm believer when you had a really good young talented kid in the minor leagues tearing it up, that when he came up, put him right in the lineup and let's see what he can do and give him his best opportunity. And I think that's what Arroyo was doing with the Giants. I mean, he was tearing it up at Sacramento, and now he's come up and done a great job. So I think that was something Tony always believed in, and I see where it works many times over none.
Well, Jay Alves talking about the great Hall of Famer Tony La Russa. Is he the cause of Pace of Game trouble? Does Rob Manfred have a picture on the wall and throw darts at Tony La Russa?
He might. Tony certainly was going to play the game at his pace and making sure that the decisions were made and made properly. So we always played him at his pace. But I don't know if it's him so much as Mike Moore. We used to have Mike Moore back there in the early 80s and the late 80s and 90s. And we used to call him, he called him the delay. If he was pitching on getaway day, we were always rolling our eyes because Mike was never on the dirt. He was always walking around the mound and was always pretty funny. So I think it's more Mike Moore than Tony La Russa.
Jay Alves with us. Jay, last thought for you on this Sunday morning. We appreciate your being on. We had an author on yesterday, Bill Guyvet, who you know, and wrote a book about, you know, if you want to get involved in baseball. And have you seen the book?
I did, Marty. I have, and it's a terrific read. Anybody, a young person in particular, I had my son read it, who wants to get involved in baseball. It's a terrific way to get involved in the game and learn how it works. And what's really cool about what is the book itself is Bill has kind of gives you a little glimpse of inside the front office, which I don't think many people really have the opportunity to do. So kind of the back scenes look, how the player development works, how scouting really works. How scouting really works is very interesting. And I find that a fascinating read. I think folks would really enjoy reading the book. If you love baseball, then this is certainly a book you'd like to read.
Yeah, Bill Guyvet, G-E-I-V-E-T-T, and we had him on yesterday. You made me think about it. You know, there's so many arguments about the pace of play and baseball and this and that. I saw a survey that came out this week. If you come to the game, nobody cares how long it lasts. They love the game. If you watch it on TV, people get bored and look away. So come to the games.
I couldn't agree more, Marty. Me personally, I'd watch football on television. You see it better for me personally, but I'd much rather be at a baseball game. And I agree, and especially when you get a beautiful day like today in the Bay Area and you get a chance to come out and watch a game in the sun. And there's nothing like it, and I've been that way since I was a young man, and I think that's still the way it is. I totally agree. You don't even concern yourself with time when you're at the game. You're at the game, you don't even think about it.
Timeless. Time doesn't exist.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, great having you on. We love having you on, and we'll do it often. And a good report on the Rockies in Arizona. As April turns into May, we'll see what the next month brings. But, Jay, appreciate having you on.
Marty, thank you so much, as always, and always enjoy coming on. And I miss the Bay Area. I hope to come back there someday.
I hope so. I know there's a good spot waiting for you somewhere here in the Bay Area. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Marty. Bye-bye.
All right. Boy, I did a lot of work with Jay when I first started 20 years ago. Jay and I did interviews, a lot of terrific interviews that we've archived somewhere, and they will surface at one point.